feel a growing sense of both excitement and dread. This could be the key to unraveling the mystery, but what if the information I find only serves to complicate matters further? I take a steadying breath, steeling my nerves, before diving in headfirst. Whatever I discover, I know I'll need to face it head-on. Soon I'll be facing the unknown him in maybe only a towel or less. No more hiding or avoiding the truth. With a renewed sense of determination, I began meticulously combing through my iPhone, hoping to find the answers that will finally set my mind at ease. I let out a relieved sigh as I scroll through the photos on my phone, seeing the happy newlyweds departing for their honeymoon. Well, that at least confirms I didn't sleep with the groom. Thank goodness. Yes, I had crushed on straight Brad the groom ever since my friend Gina introduced us, so I'm glad to have avoided that disastrous scenario. However, as I continue swiping through the images, a new realization dawns on me. There are many photos I took of the very attractive ushers and the handsome best man at the wedding. Now this is getting interesting. I can feel a blush creeping up my cheeks as I study the pictures more closely. The ushers were all quite dashing in their tuxedos, but they all had blue cummerbunds, and the best man in particular caught my eye with his rugged good looks and charming smile, but his cummerbund was red like mine. But even so, did I perhaps get a little too close with one of them last night? Maybe someone changed their cummerbund for the party? My mind races, trying to piece together the fragmented memories. I remember flirting shamelessly at the reception, but the details are hazy. Could I have actually ended up in a compromising situation with one of these handsome groomsmen? The thought both thrills and terrifies me. Biting my lip, I scroll back to the photos, scrutinizing each one for any clues. There has to be some evidence that could point me in the right direction. I'm determined to get to the bottom of this mystery, even if it means facing an unexpected romantic entanglement. As I pore over the images, my heart flutters with anticipation. What will I discover next, and how will this unexpected turn of events unfold? I can't wait to find out. The sudden knock at the door jolts me out of my reverie. Oh God, I hope it's not someone's furious boyfriend, husband, or girlfriend, or wife. Or mother or father. Some of those ushers were pretty young-looking. Hesitantly, I make my way over and crack the door open, relieved to find a hotel porter wheeling in a cart laden with coffee, tea, and fresh croissants. "Thank you so much," I say, quickly retrieving my wallet to tip him generously. The aroma of coffee is heavenly, and I waste no time pouring myself a large cup, drinking it down like the elixir of life. As I savor the rich, bold flavor, I marvel at what seems to be a marathon shower. The mysterious voice from the bathroom drifts out once more. The tune has changed now, lilting with the familiar cadence of a Cole Porter classic. The man is singing softly, but his voice is pleasant and in tune. I can't help but smile, feeling a surge of curiosity. Whoever this stranger is, he seems to have quite the musical talent. I assume it was he that had thoughtfully ordered breakfast while I was still out like a light, and the fact that he's still in my hotel suite, casually showering and serenading me, only heightens the intrigue. Refilling my now empty coffee cup, I take a deep, steadying breath. It's time to face this situation head on. I set down my cup, and, wrapping my robe tighter around myself, I approach the bathroom door once more, prepared to finally uncover the identity of my unexpected companion. Two, Mystery Hunk. As I reach for the bathroom door handle, it suddenly swings open, and out of a cloud of fragrant steam appears a tall, blonde, gorgeous hunk of a man. A towel is wrapped around his otherwise